89 and mobile monitoring. AV9 and then mobile monitoring. KGAFTW monitoring. KAV9NN mobile monitoring.
WAVPC mobile.
KAVCW mobile.
KAVCW monitoring. AV9NN mobile monitoring. KD8FTW monitoring port.
Too bad, just got done at the grocery store and heading back home.
Any more radiator hose mishaps?
Say that again?
Any more radiator hose mishaps?
No, thankfully. And it's not, this one's not inflating or, you know, bulging like the other one was, so I think we're all good.
Well, that ought to tell you something about the original 20-year-old hoses.
Except I replaced that same hose 3 years ago. But it failed in a different way. It blew off of the quick disconnect, like the lower hose did. So, there's something to be said for using those hose clamps that have screws on them.
Yeah, right on, man. That's great. I'm glad it's holding for you, and your field expedient fix was permanent.
Well, yeah, I'm just glad it wasn't more catastrophic while I was up there, because, you know, finding parts for this vehicle in stock at any parts store, you know, is kind of a long shot sometimes.
Yeah, especially here in sleepy little Petoskey.
In Travers, I'm fortunate enough, we've got Bramer Auto Supply, which is really just Napa. And we've got O'Reilly's and Thurlby. And usually they've got what I need most of the time. O'Reilly's, from what I gathered, they actually keep the parts for every, or the most commonly needed BMW cooling parts in stock. And they had the part for, they had every cooling system part for the E46, which is what this car's chassis is. And if that tells you anything about the cooling system in these vehicles, I don't know what doesn't.
Yeah, you know, you got to have the parts in stock that fail the most, right? I had a Volkswagen van. It was a Vanagon Westphalia camper. It was a 1991, the last year they made them, and I swapped out the water boxer engine with a Subaru 2.5. And we were on our way out of Michigan, going across the, can't remember the name of the bridge that goes over to Sarnia, Ontario. We were on our way up to the Northeast to go on a week and a half long trip up there to check out the national parks in Maine and that area. And I had the top of the coolant reservoir blow off, all brittle plastic, and it busted. And here I am sitting in line at the border trying to convince the Canadian border guard to expedite us through as I'm watching the temperature needle climb. It was kind of a scary moment.
Yeah, that's that's not a good time. I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say that. Yeah, I know the feeling though, because gosh, a couple years ago now, last year. Or no, it was about a year ago. A year and a half ago. I went for a skiing trip in Petoskey. We just stayed up there, and we went to the mountain one day and the highlands the other the next day. And on the way up there, the expansion tank bracket / automatic transmission cooler bracket thingamabob is a stamped piece of plastic that flows coolant through it. I don't know who thought that was a good idea, but I really want to punch them in the face, because it cracked and separated, and then my hood, the hood latch broke. I may have told you that story, but on the way up there, we just kept filling it, and I remember towards the end of the trip, I was like, well, we're low on coolant again. I'm out of coolant jugs. And the gauge is climbing. It never reached the top, and the little red light never came on. So I was very close to head gasket destruction territory.
Yeah, fortunately it wasn't in the middle of summer, and that would have made that situation a lot worse. But, yeah, in that story I just told you, I was trying to cobble something together at the auto parts store, and, you know, once again, back end of the van wide open, all of our crap in a pile on the ground behind the van, and me bent over the back of the van trying to fix something else that was wrong on that damn thing. I'm trying to cobble it together, and some dude just walking out of the auto parts store looked over my shoulder and asked if he could help me, and he invited us over to his house, and guy was a owner of a welding shop. He and I went over to his welding shop. We fabricated a piece to get it back together. We jacked up the front end of the van to bleed all the air out of the cooling system and got us back on the road. There's good people everywhere, man. You just got to find them.
You know, and that's exactly what happened on my trip, because the first spot I stopped was at Eastport Market, and they had coolant and they had tools, and the store owner actually came outside, and he also owns a BMW. However, he owns the significantly less reliable version that's got a turbo, and he told me all about that. But he helped me try to get the hood open. We had to tear a bunch of interior parts to get it to the cable where it snapped, because it snapped right at the handle, and it sucked itself back in behind all the plastic trim pieces, and then it started fraying. So we had to cut it a little bit because it just kept pulling apart, and it was a whole thing. But the dude was determined to help me. It was the dead of winter. It was not a fun time, but, man, we got out of there in about an hour.
Yeah, nice. It kind of restores your faith in humanity. Back to your comment, though, about that cooling system. So that Volkswagen Vanagon had a major flaw with the automatic transmission. What they did is they had a system that would cool the transmission fluid by running it through a manifold that was next to the radiator manifold. And again, that's a rear-engine vehicle with a radiator in the front and about 6 miles of cooling pipes back and forth. And they had spec'd the wrong type of coolant originally in those vans, and it corroded that little wall between the engine coolant line that would carry away heat from the transmission coolant line, and it would corrode that area, and it would mix ATF with antifreeze and destroy engines. And that was the first thing I eliminated on that van, and I put a separate transmission cooler on it so I'd never have that problem. And there were all kinds of little quirks about that vehicle that I did a lot of research on and kind of went through it and replaced a lot of nuts and bolts and fixed things that should have been fixed in the original design and made it a semi-reliable vehicle anyway. But we took that thing on 2 cross-country road trips, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And they're surprisingly simple little motors, too, that they put in those things. Usually, if something goes wrong with it, it's not, like, too overly complicated, except for, finding something that was really stupidly designed. But usually it's not the end of the world. So it's a pain in the butt to get to it. So, all right, man, I just pulled into the driveway. I'm going to get my 1,000 bags out of here and put stuff away. And 8 DMH.
Yeah, copy that, man. Have a great weekend. Hope you had a good first week at work, and I'm sure I'll catch up with you another time this weekend. K8BCW. Okay, ACQ.